Shay K in there. The Settler. Shay K.
Why don't you just trade 9, Shay, for like 16 fourth-round picks? Then you'd be in football porn. You could get naked, lay on the bed, and just watch all these fourth-round picks get used.
Do you know how pissed I would be if they traded 9 for multiple fours?
Chicago Bears have made a trade. They've traded the 9th pick that will be shared by 31 other teams. The Bears have the entire 4th round. Shay Norling is lathered up in cocoa butter in his north side abode. Never been happy.
How are they all going to share the 9th pick? They're going to take Brock Bowers and cut him into 31 pieces.
We got this backup tight end from Coastal Carolina that I bet on in week 0 in the college game.
Hey, listen, who told you about Tyjae Spears last year?
Just saying.
Oh, see? Running back out of Tulane. He got a lot of snaps at Tennessee.
Well, I wouldn't. Tyjae Spears could walk up and punch me in the face, and I would have none. Who is that who just punched me? Oh, that's some guy Norling bet on in week 0.
And there you have it, folks. Good morning, and welcome into the Cap and J Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. There's Shay, there's Jay Moore, there's you on this Tuesday morning. We'll open phone lines for you, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. I wish Tyjae would come up to you and hit you in the face. You wouldn't know if it's a man or a woman. You'd have no idea until they got here.
That's it.
Exactly right. We talked to you about the Bears, not just because it's draft week and getting ready for the Bears draft on Thursday. We know who they're taking at 1. We're just wondering what's happening at 9. And ultimately, Cap, no matter what happens at 9 or on day 1 of the draft, I'm very pleased by what the Bears have been able to do thus far. It has been pretty solid just in the free agency standpoint. But ultimately, it's the Caleb Williams show. He's chasing greatness. And by the way, when you're an elite athlete at the top of your game, it's not necessarily about, you know, the amount of money you're making. It's not necessarily about what it's about. Shay, your mic, please. What it's about is it's about.
Shay K.
I mean, so now it gives you a glimpse of what that sounds like on the other side.
I was fending off an insurance robocall. Welcome to my life.
So I had that life. I've been there.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, the whole thing, Cap, is that I'm pretty excited about the offseason for the Bears. Even before we get to Thursday, it has been a flurry of activity, which has been really great.
We have never seen an infrastructure put in place to support a young quarterback like we're seeing. Whether they're small moves, Cameron Shelton, maybe Ryan Bates, a little bigger move than that, to a massive move to get Keenan Allen to the genesis for this whole thing, the trade last year with the Carolina Panthers that set all this up. And, dude, I cannot wait to listen on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Stations broadcasting from Soldier Field. And when it gets to, like, me pulling up there probably like 4:30.
Yes.
And I'm listening to Waddle and Sylvie. And they're live from Soldier Field, and the electricity will be in the air to the point where the draft starts. We throw it to the commissioner, and with the first pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select. Dude, that stadium, there's going to be a lot of people there.
Yeah.
It's going to be insane. When he first says the Bears are now on the clock, like, okay, hand the card in. Mm-hmm. You can hand it in now.
Sure.
Caleb's got a navy blue suit he's going to wear with some like silver accents, he said, that are him. But he said it's a business suit.
Yeah,
because he's going to business.
He's a businessman.
He's a business.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
This would be different for the draft. I'm going to keep my hair. I'm trying to grow my hair back out. I used to have super long hair when I was younger. And so I'm growing it back out to longer than it was when I was playing in college. But I will have a shape up. My beard will be nice and trim and everything. So yeah.
You look first.
I look first overall.
So, yeah, you want to look the part, and that's what he's going to do. He's just chilling now. But the draft's coming. He's going to be looking clean, and rightfully so.
Oh man!
Or as they say in Jay Moore's old neighborhood, casket sharp. 312-332 ESPN. 332-3776 is our telephone number.
Hoodie, do you know what they're planning on doing in Detroit? I saw this morning. While Caleb Williams accepts his, is it a hat that they get, or he's going to walk across the podium and become a Chicago Bear? The Detroit fans are planning on chanting Jared Goff.
Mmm. Ooh. Scary.
I'm like, isn't that kind of lame a little bit?
He's a good player.
He is a good player.
Guess what? Blank's about to get real in this town.
That chant of Jared Goff will be drowned out by Bears fans and by Giants and Jets fans for sure.
Correct.
Because all they care about is their draft. And they'll boo it, whatever it is.
So our friend Kevin Cross is listening to the show and says, Waldron runs a lot of two tight ends. I'm calling it. Brock Bowers at 9. You got Gerald Everett and Cole Kmet. Why are you doing that?
My wife's boss, Peacock's boss, has weighed in on that. Okay, great. So I texted him. I go, the Bears get Brock Bowers, then Michelle gets 3 more weeks of vacation.
And that would be amazing.
And by the way, it's binding because he texted deal.
That if they go, Chicago Bears selected Brock Bowers. Oh, my God.
Cap, if he gets Bowers, then she gets 3 more weeks of vacation. So take that.
That'd be amazing.
So take that. And by the way, as a Georgia fan, Brock Bowers, let me just say that I don't know if he's going to get any bigger to be the kind of tight end that's, you know, the body size of a tight end. He's more of a receiver than a tight end at this point because of his soft hands. Because you think of tight end, boxy guy, strong guy, you know, it sheds block. That's not who he is. He's more a receiver than the prototype tight end because he's not a great blocker.
So is he like Kelsey?
Kelsey's not a blocker, right?
I would think.
That's the thing. Like Bowers, he wasn't assigned to do that.
Like
at Georgia.
Kittle, is he George Kittle?
Kittle's an elite blocker.
Better blocker. Like he doesn't do that at all. Didn't have to.
He'd be like a slot receiver, which is why, for me, I'm not really interested, because if you're just a big receiver.
Look, I love him, and I'm glad he's going to be in the top 15 in this draft because it's well-deserved. He's been so steady for us as Georgia fans, but he's more of a receiver than a tight end. I don't think that the Bears will choose him at 9, but if they do, it's only a win for me. Three
that
more weeks correct. Of vacation.
That is correct.
312-332 ESPN is our phone number. Ben is in Flossmoor, and Ben is with us here on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show as we talk Bears. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Thank you guys for taking my call.
Thank you.
Oh. So I do not think that the Bears will take Romo Odunze, number 9, because of a couple things. Brian Poles, number 1, has his guy. Nobody really thought until draft week last year that we were going to say Darnell Wright. Everyone wanted Jalen Carter at that time. This year, everyone wants Romo Odunze. I think this year he's going to surprise a few people on who he takes and if he might trade back. Personally, I don't think he should do that. I think this is the one year you're not going to be able to probably pick if this high again if Caleb Williams is who people say he is. So I say just go all in and get Marvin Harrison Jr., but I don't think that'll happen. And second, NFL teams don't take 3 wide receivers in the top 10. It just doesn't happen very often. NFL teams take offensive linemen and D linemen first. That's the way NFL goes, and that's what I'm thinking.
All right, Ben, we appreciate the phone call.
Appreciate you, man.
We know a general manager would be aggressive going after wide receivers. Matt Millen.
Oh, yeah. He took him every year.
Yeah, he did. Every year he took a wide receiver high of the draft because he wanted speed. He wanted a difference maker. For an old lineman, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
As a general manager, like, you know what? Wide receiver, best on my board. Every year. Yeah. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We will go to downtown Dean. He's with us on Cap and J-Hood. Hey, Dino.
Dino!
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm not sure why Cap's giving Shamrock Shane Norling such a hard time for wanting to trade down when he kind of wants to trade up. I think that's a bit harsh.
I'm okay staying at 9. If you said, okay, they moved to 12. He's going all the way to freaking 18. No, not.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, but I also would not want to move up to get my guy Marvis Harrison Jr., as Eddie from the North Side calls him. Our guy Tom Waddle says the young man from Washington can go up and contest for balls. He's an excellent route runner. The size is obviously there. I like him at nine, guys. I can see it right now, Hoodie and Jay Moore, Cap in his lake house in Wisconsin, Rome catching that touchdown. What in the world is in that Rome? What you got in that Rome? Take that.
Take that.
Thank you very much.
That's our guy.
Thank you very much.
That is our guy. Don't forget, Bears will unveil their stadium plans tomorrow. Looking forward to hearing that.
Crane Chicago Business, the Chicago Tribune, WGN. That's the first time I saw it. It's actually a reporter from GN on Twitter. Then we saw expansive coverage in, with other sources regarding the Bears unveiling their stadium plans tomorrow. Now, Cap, we've been in this city for a long time, you and I. We know how it works. It was at our dinner table, the conversations about the way the city works.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me, and it really shouldn't be, but it is amazing that you and I, you growing up north and me growing up south, had the same upbringing as far as the news of the day.
Correct.
The conversation of the day.
That is correct.
What I heard on the train, what's in the streets, because that's when you had a meaningful discourse back then about one side or the other, about what's happening at City Hall and what's happening in the state. Well, you and I were raised with it, and we're still reading about it today. The push and pull in the politics of getting what you want. Here's Kevin Warren wanting to have a new stadium, but where's it going to be?
Right. I asked you a bunch of questions, like tomorrow. Are we going to hear that Friends of the Parks has signed off on this?
No.
That's what I'm being told. No, they have not agreed to anything. We will hear about the Bears' financing plan, how they're going to pay for this stadium. And the other question is, how long can Friends of the Parks tie you up in court? They killed the Lucas Museum. If they tie you up for a few years, is Brandon Johnson even going to be the mayor? I don't know the answer to that. So that's who Kevin has a relationship with.
Yes.
If this gets tied up in court for the next 2 years, then all of a sudden you go, well, Johnson's up for re-election. If he wins, okay, then the relationship continues. If he doesn't win, then a new mayor comes in and goes, I don't want to put money into a state. You don't know who could be.
That's correct.
So this thing is far from reaching the goal line.
Do you understand why Eberflus will never see Arlington Heights?
Probably right. Because he'll be like 90 years old and retired.
Ultimately, as I did that tug in cheek, sitting in the seat that you're sitting in, first of all, knew that that's a transitional hire. But secondly, it's like, do we know how stuff works in this city? How slow things work in this city?
We'd like to welcome
the
four-time Super Bowl winning head coach of the Bears, Matt Eberflus, on his 87th birthday as we open our new stadium.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're winning those championships in champagne. Ultimately, right? That's right. They were there before.
Well, we've extended a short-term deal with Soldier Field till we work out our legal issue. Who knows?
That's going to be at whatever guaranteed rate's going to be. Can we play then? That's how it's going to be.
Right.
Bears are going to play at guaranteed rate until they figure this thing out.
It's crazy.
Jeez.
Hoodie, what happens first? The Bears get a shovel in the ground on their new stadium, either in Arlington Heights or on the lakefront,
mm-hmm.
or the White Sox make the playoffs again.
Oh, it's the Bears.
Oh, wow.
It's the Bears. Because unless Jerry spins through the nose, Cap, and you know that's not going to happen. I would give the Sox the nod if they had anything in the farm system that they could bring up right now, but that's not named Danny Mendick.
I'm going to say that the White Sox make the playoffs before the Bears get a shovel in the ground.
Oh, so 10 years?
Well, the Bears' deal is not up till 2033.
Bears will have their stadium in place.
The shovel's in the ground now. I'm not talking about
yeah.
we announce a deal and then it's tied up in litigation. I'm talking about the shovels are digging the foundation.
Yeah, yeah.
That's in before the Sox play a playoff game.
Yeah, no question.
Wow.
Well, we talk about infrastructure all the time. What's the Sox infrastructure when you got nothing in the minor leagues and you're destined to lose 140 games?
Any Sox news?
No Sox news. That's the whole thing. No Sox news. I told you.
Any Sox news?
I told you, Cap, that we understand the 5 to 7 year wait for a team, right? In 5 to 7 years, we should be a perennial playoff team, a 5-year plan. cap, it starts in 2031 for the White Sox. It starts in 2031. You don't believe me. You think I'm an idiot, don't you?
No.
You think I'm an idiot. You think that sonically an owner that does not spend will turn this thing around in 3 years. That ain't happening. What are you talking about? You're looking at me like I got turds for earrings. This guy says 2031. He's saying to himself, by the way, internally, that's a no shot. What's my partner saying? He's an idiot. That's not. No, I'm not an idiot.
That's 7 years.
Where is the infrastructure? Unless you could tell me that there's going to be an Ishbia-like figure that's going to own this team in 5 years or less. That's going to have a commitment to winning. And even then, it's kind of like, ooh, look at the books. Look at the team. Oh, like, what did I just own? Ooh. Right?
Colson Montgomery's coming.
Cap, they're not contending until 2031.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, I'll be here to tell you that I'm right in 2031, right next to you.
Yeah, that's the plan.
He never said that. I did tell you that. Stop looking it up, Cap.
I'm just looking up. You have
Cap. Stop looking at. Listen to me. You don't need Google. I know what I'm talking about.
Colson Montgomery's considered a cornerstone piece. He's hitting 221 in the minors.
Any Sacks news? The Bears unveiling their stadium plans tomorrow. We'll get your thoughts on that.
It's driven in six.
And then Albert Breer will join us coming up at 9:35. All part of the mix on this Tuesday morning. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday morning, 7 to 10.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's Home for Sports.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We're talking to you about the Bears as we go to Frank on the south side as the draft is right around the corner on Thursday. We'll have full coverage right here on ESPN 1000. Also, your thoughts about the stadium. News from the Chicago Tribune that the Chicago Bears will have an announcement about the stadium coming up tomorrow. Frank from the south side on Captain Jay Hood. Hey, Frank, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're well. How are you?
Great, great, great. Listen, love your show. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Always provided good insight. But here's the thing. There's three downs and one football. We don't need another wide receiver. We have two pressing needs. That is a center who can get the ball off the shoe top of the quarterback and somebody to go along Montez Sweat. We need an edge rusher. We need a center. Those are things we need. Everything else, secondary.
I disagree because Keenan Allen has not played a full season. I think he played 13 games last year since like 2019, and he's getting older, and he's a free agent at the end of this coming season. That's one.
That's exactly the reason why. He's a free agent. He's going to ball to make the money.
Okay. And then you know how much money you're going to have to pay him?
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying you keep him. I'm saying you use him for this 1 year.
Okay.
Let him ball out, get his money next year somewhere else, and we find a wide receiver next year. This year, we need somebody to go. We were top 10 defense last few games. If we add another rusher, we could go top five, maybe even top three. What better way to take the pressure off a young quarterback to have a good defense?
I got to get another receiver because you're not going to have an elite receiver next year other than DJ Moore. That's it.
Well, to be clear, Frank, both you guys are right. You're both right. You need Cap is right that you're going to need a wide receiver, if not for now, for the future.
I agree that.
Let me finish. Since we're having a conversation, let me finish. That what I'm saying is both of you are right. One side is the wide receiver. The other side is you do need to be able to have more of a pass rush. We did see some good things defensively from the line getting after the quarterback because Montez Sweat's here. But you do need to be able to add on a young asset on the defensive line as well. So they're all needs. It just depends on how it's going to be addressed come starting Thursday. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, and appreciate the call, Frank. I disagree with them. We don't need a receiver, and we'll find one next year. I don't know where you're finding one next year, especially if you have a good season.
You're both right. But I mean, because we've been trusted for months here.
Right.
We picked out the few things, like all the good things that Poles has done as far as addressing veteran talent. Like a running game we talked about, right? Swift out of nowhere. Like, okay, now you got a veteran in the room at the running back position. We haven't talked a lot about that. But, I mean, that was something that was out of nowhere. It's something that was needed.
That's
to
correct.
Upgrade the running back position. You upgrade at free safety, getting something else at free safety. Eddie Jackson's no longer here, and so you want to have another difference maker in the secondary. Offensive lineman. Still like to know what's going to happen with the offensive line, even though he added three names. What happens there? So, I mean, we all see it.
Yes.
But the idea that you don't need something, well, you always need more. You always need more.
Yeah, you're always going to need more. Always.
Does the city of Rensselaer and the state of Indiana mean anything to you?
City of Rensselaer, yeah, that's where the Bears used to have training camp.
That's right.
At St. Joseph's College. And the state of Indiana?
Yep, Rensselaer, Indiana.
Right.
That's the old Bears lore, right?
That's where it was.
Yep. That's where Tyler is on Cap and J-Hood. Hey, Tyler, good morning.
What's hockey doing in Rensselaer?
On the ESPN Chicago app. Hey, Tyler. Tyler? Right?
Tyler.
Tyler can't hear us from Rensselaer.
Yeah.
We go to Rick and Chatham on Cap and Jay Hood. Rick, good morning.
Yeah, how are you going? It's a lot of issues here.
What's going on,
Rick? Yeah, with the stadium.
Yeah.
This Friends of the Park. Friends of the Park, they opposed the Obama Library. That went in the park. They trashed 31st Street Beach, was taken out by a yacht club. Silence, crickets, no problem at all.
Yeah.
So there's some, it's not just Mayor Brandon. There are business interests in the loop. All those hotels and businesses in there and the McPeer Center with the McPeer, they call it the Corporate Place, and all that conventions and things like that. There's some business interest behind. That's not just Brandon Johnson standing up there. And Warren is just not to be trifled with. This suburb wanted to play hardball with him, and that guy is not to be trifled with. So I have no problem. They can put a stadium anywhere they want to. In terms of the draft, real quick, in terms of a draft, I think you need more choices up. A wide receiver, I think that's a bad choice. You got to boast up the lines. You got to realize we made the playoffs with a Mitch Trubisky because we had an elite defense. So you give this guy short fields. We're drafting this quarterback because we believe he's special, that he's a force multiplier, that he's the best there. Then he can deal with it. They say he might be the next Aaron Rodgers. What did Aaron Rodgers do for years? He made it an elite team with a plethora of wide receivers. Also, look at Warren. Look at the team he came from.
Minnesota, yeah.
I'm talking about the Chiefs.
You're talking about Ryan Poles.
I mean Poles.
Yeah.
The Poles with the Chiefs. They don't fiddle over wide receivers. If this is the guy, and we just hired a whole new offensive staff.
Yeah, that's correct.
They can't develop players. We brought an all-star team in of coaches now. Let them develop some players, and we don't have to get crazy about going for all this star power. We got a star power and a force multiplier, number one, we believe, so let it play out.
So, Rick, let's meet in Chatham. Let's have a discussion about how we're going to get the new Bears Stadium right where the old 87th Street Theater was. Now that's closed. Let's put the Bears Stadium right there, right next to the Home Depot, right over there, right next to the Starbucks. Let's put it in that lot. How about that?
Wow.
I got a buddy that's trying to get that theater, so I don't want that.
All right. Rick, we appreciate the phone call. Cap, sidebar, may I approach?
Brought to you by Ankin Law, 312-6 million for the great Howard Ankin.
Saw my ball. On theathletic.com, they asked about 115 to 130 different NBA players certain questions. Okay, you'll like this, Cap. They asked a lot of different questions, like who is the league's most underrated player? Derek White had most of the votes. Jalen Williams is on there as well. And Coby White got 3% of the vote as far as underrated player in the league. So a bull got cast on that.
Okay.
Who in the league would you least like to fight? James Johnson got 53% of the vote. The old bull.
He's a black belt.
Yes.
Right.
Steven Adams is second on that list.
He's another monster.
How about this? today's players, a mixture, between 20 and 32, 35 years of age, who's the greatest player of all time? What do you think the league said about the greatest player of all time in the league?
Just in the NBA.
Yeah. All time in the league. Who's the greatest player of all time?
Michael Jordan.
You think today's players said Michael Jordan?
Yes.
Cap, today's players, out of 133 votes cast, LeBron James, 42%. Michael Jordan, 45%.
Winner!
I wanted to be Mike.
Think about that.
Winner.
But pretty close, though.
Pretty close.
Third, Kobe Bryant. Fourth, Steph Curry. The greatest player of all time.
Yeah, no.
That'd be some Warriors.
Greatest shooter of all time?
Yes. Interesting, though, right?
Yes.
Even with the young players of today, they say Jordan is the best. But it was close between Michael and LeBron. And this will also, I think, will interest you. The last question, who is your favorite current non-NBA athlete?
Favorite current non-NBA athlete.
This will surprise you. Cap, there was, out of 115 votes, the guy that got the most votes, Lamar Jackson.
Really?
Right? Caitlin Clark was second.
From current NBA players?
Yeah, from theathletic.com.
Wow.
Who's your favorite current non-NBA athlete? Lamar Jackson first, Caitlin Clark second. The Joker third. From tennis. Novak Djokovic.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Think about that. And fourth is Usain Bolt.
Damn. No Patrick Mahomes in the top 10? Top 5?
Think about that. Usain Bolt and Mahomes is right after that.
No Nick Madrigal?
You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that.
Damn. Wow.
How about that? Oh, if you're looking for a baseball player, it's Shohei Ohtani with 2% of the vote.
That's crazy.
But to the NBA player, Lamar Jackson, Caitlin Clark, the Joker, and Usain Bolt. And Mahomes is fifth. Yeah, followed by Mike Tyson.
And Michael Jordan is number one. Still.
Think about that.
How about that?
Close margin, though, but Jordan to the modern NBA player, a GOAT. Albert Breer will join us at a special time here at 9:35. He joins us on the Cap and J Hood Morning Show next.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and J Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Hello. Football on ESPN 1000.
Hello, Bert.
Albert Breer.
Hey, Bert.
Senior NFL writer for SI.com joins Cap and J Hood.
Bert's it.
What? You're it, Bert.
On ESPN 1000.
What do you mean I'm it?
Well, see, that's the game. I just tagged you, and you're it until you tag somebody else.
Albert Breer.
No, I'm not playing a game. I'm reading, Ernie, and I'm not it.
Okay.
On Chicago's home for sports.
What Bert is it?
Albert Breer is with us every Tuesday here on the Cap and J Hood Morning Show, and he joins us on the hotline.
CarX Tire and Auto Hotline.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Call the CarX man. Let's go to SI.com and Monday Morning Quarterback and talk to Albert Breer. Good morning, Albert. How are you?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
You know what's happening. How many New Balance shoes do you own?
I actually do have some New Balance, believe it or not. Like, and I appreciate Marvin doing something a little different, right? Like, I think Kawhi Leonard did the same thing a few years ago, if I'm not mistaken, right? Like, wasn't he a New Balance guy?
So, I believe so.
Yeah.
You know, I guess they're those guys are really into the suburban dad market. And it's a Boston company too.
Yeah, so the first cleat ever with New Balance, Cap. Marvin Harrison, New Deal, multi-year endorsement for Marvin.
How about that?
Crazy.
So, Albert, Shay and I have been arguing, if I'm the Bears, again, if the price is insanity, like three number ones, no. But if I could trade 9 and next year's number one and throw in a 4 and get Marvin Harrison, I'm all in because you win with superstars, and I'm not sure Keenan Allen will be here in a year. Is there any chance they do that?
I don't know, man. Like, they only have 4 picks this year, you know, and I think that's something that, like, a lot of people are missing in this, you know, in this whole argument. Mm-hmm. They don't have a 2, and You know, I almost think, like, at this point, moving down would be more likely than moving up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. Like, they would have to dip into next year to go and get Marvin. Now, that said, it sort of, I think, depends on how you view Marvin. And I think he's the best receiver to come out in 13 years and maybe the best receiver to come out in 17 years. You know, and those obviously are references to A.J. Green and Julio Jones coming out in 11 and Calvin Johnson coming out in 07. So he's really, really, really good. You know, I think a lot of that, like, could come down to opportunity. And I could see, I think the floor for Marvin and the furthest he falls is to 6. So, like, at that point, you're talking about, you know, probably having to give up at least a 2 from next year to get up there. You know, now maybe you're a little bit more in the ballpark of being able to do it. But, you know, if you're talking about going all the way up to 4, now you're fighting with teams that are trying to get up there to get a quarterback. And that's where, you know, you're paying a quarterback premium to go up there. So I think that's what complicates it, is the top 3 teams sticking and taking quarterbacks, and then maybe some other teams working to get up into that range to go and get a quarterback, which, you know, I think adds a layer of price onto those picks.
Based on the offseason that the Bears have had, how do you look at the Bears as far as the viewpoint of the NFC North now?
You know, I think the Lions, you have to make them the favorite. They've got so much coming back, and they have such a complete roster, and it's so clear. You know, and they still look like an ascending team in a lot of different ways. So, like, I think the Lions have to be the favorite, but I put the Bears in there with, you know, Minnesota and Green Bay, like, because Minnesota and Green Bay are retooling a bit. You know, like, where I think the arrow is pointing up on the Packers, but am I sure that, you know, they're going to work out with their offensive line based on all the moving pieces there? I'm not so sure about that. You know, they're obviously putting in a new defense, so there's some change there. Minnesota could be starting a rookie quarterback. So, you know, I think it's going to be a very, very competitive division, and I think any of those three could wind up finishing second to the Lions and maybe even challenging the Lions for first.
In terms of quarterbacks at 1, 2, 3, 4, potentially, who well, that's J.J., Caleb, no order, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May. Who else could slide into the first round as a quarterback? Penix, who I heard penned an amazing letter to all the teams drafting quarterbacks about, these injuries have tested me and blah, 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 and I'm, you know, I'm going to be great. Bo Nix, who else?
Yeah, it'd be those two. And, like, I think Penix has got a much better shot than Nix. Like, I think Penix goes somewhere inside the first half of the first round now. And I wouldn't have said that 2 months ago. He's done a really nice job in helping himself. And so, you know, whether it's Denver, at 12, Minnesota, if they were to stick at 11, you know, like, the Vegas at 13, Seattle at 16, I think he goes somewhere in that range. Nix is a little bit more of a moving target. Could he go in the first round? I guess, but I think it's sort of a little more team specific, where, you know, you hear him connected to Denver because stylistically he might fit Sean Payton. Would the Broncos reach for him? Maybe, just because they don't have a second round pick, which complicates where they're at. The other team that I've heard that not a lot of people have talked about on Nix is the Rams. Like, would the Rams want to start to put a succession plan in place behind Matthew Stafford? Stafford's 36 years old. Kind of an interesting fact here. Like, Nix's dad was the Rams GM, Les Snead, his quarterback at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a relationship there, and I do think, like, Sean McVay is one of these guys who feels like he can make a point guard type of quarterback work, and that's sort of what Nix is. So I think the likelihood is Nix is still there on Friday going into the second round. But, you know, could there be a team that just likes him enough that they just say screw it and takes him? I think that's possible.
Albert Breer with us from SI.com and Monday Morning Quarterback on the Cap and Jared Morning Show. What is going on in Denver? This Sean Payton run feels like Spurrier returning to the NFL, or like Joe Gibbs 2.0. Like, what's happening here at the quarterback position? That's why Payton's in place. What's happening here?
Yeah, I mean, they're retooling a lot of things. And I think they knew when they hired him that the conclusion with Russell Wilson could be what it wound up being, which is, you know, now you're eating a bunch of dead money and, you know, moving on. Like, I think everybody, when they hired Sean Payton, had the idea that that's what it could wind up being, maybe even was likely to be, when they were going to go, when they were going into his second year. So that's where they're at. And, like, I think, you know, a part of it, like, now is, like, there's been an acknowledgement that the roster was maybe a little overrated internally, because they have moved on from some key guys over the last few years. Jerry Jeudy, you know, Bradley Chubb, like, they've offloaded a bunch of guys from the roster, and, like, sort of started a more extensive rebuild than you would have thought, you know, a couple of years ago when they acquired Wilson. So I think, like, where they're at right now is sort of in the middle of a more thorough rebuild than anybody expected. And, you know, because Sean Payton came in with the reputation they did, you didn't think they'd be going through that, but that's just where the roster is right now.
So I want to go back to the Bears, because when Thursday night ends and Caleb Williams is officially a Bear, and I don't know if you watched that Pivot interview he did with Ryan Clark, Fred Taylor, and Channing Crowder, I thought it was awesome. And it, when it's done, and Friday he meets the media here, and the city's on fire. And whatever they do at 9, Marvin Harrison, or they trade down, whatever it is they do, what will the league think of the 2024 Chicago Bears as they get ready to go to rookie minicamp and beyond?
Yeah, I think there are going to be a lot of people's dark horse. You know, like, I think you're going to hear them talked about. It's like, hey, here's a team that can make the NFC playoffs that we haven't seen there in a while. You know, I think it's because they've done a good job, like Ryan and Matt have done a good job of creating an environment that can be good for a young quarterback, and drafting Darnell Wright in the first round and going and getting DJ Moore and finding a way to get Keenan Allen this offseason, you know, and then defensively, like the steps that they took at the end of last year and how much there is to look forward to on that side of the ball. Yeah, I think it's just, it's a team that's set up for a young quarterback to thrive, which I think is more than what Justin Fields was given 3 years ago. So it gives you a better chance. I mean, Caleb's a better talent, but on top of that, I think you're giving him a better chance with what you've put in place. And that's why it's going to be so interesting to me with what they do at 9. You know, if they move up, move down, whatever it is, I think it's going to be in one of three spots. You know, it sounds like they're focused on receiver, offensive line, and finding a pass rusher. You know, like looking at how that could play out, like whether it's, say, you know, J.C. Latham or Olu Fashanu on the offensive line, or Malik Nabers at receiver, or Dallas Turner, Byron Murphy at defensive tackle, like you're going to add another significant piece, which I think adds to, you know, a lot of the excitement that you're going to have coming out of the draft for the Bears.
Albert, as always, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy the draft.
All right, thanks. I'm a little, like, clogged up right now, so thanks for putting up with my voice. I probably sound a little nasally right now.
All good, and then we'll talk to you next Tuesday when the Bears are installed as the favorite to win the Super Bowl.
There you go. There you go. I like that. That's a good way of looking at it. Everybody's undefeated.
There you go.
Albert Breer with us.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry, call the car X-Men.
The Cap and J-Hood cut of the day is right around the corner on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
Bring it on, Hoodie.
You're listening to Cap and J-Hood. Follow the show on Instagram at the Capman and at IGJHood. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
It's the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Now time for the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day.
And it is brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Folks, when you think of an amazing meal with incredible service, never know what celebrity you're going to see in there because they all frequent the place. Mm-hmm. You think of Chicago Cut Steakhouse on LaSalle, north side of the Chicago River, a Chicago staple.
Jay Moore!
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right.
Shea Karnaschovas in there. Settler. He's a settler.
What are you talking about? Can you stop?
We have to trade, but no, I won't.
But it's ridiculous. It doesn't even make sense. Settling is, like, this is one of the most measured takes that I think I've ever had about I don't want to trade next year's first round pick for a receiver when I think I can still get an all-pro caliber receiver at 9 without giving up next year's draft capital. That's not first take, Shay. That's not settler. That's not Bulls front office. You know what the Bulls front office would do? They'd sit at 9 and they'd take a tackle. They take the second. They take J.C. Latham. That's what the Bulls front office would do. We're good at receiver. We're good on the defensive front. We're going to take some bum out of Alabama. That's what they would do. They would not, this whole thing, I'm a settler because I don't want to trade next year's first. Are you out of your mind?
You don't chase greatness.
I think you can chase greatness at 9.
Yeah, 15 seconds ago, a little more than that, 3 minutes ago, you had us at 18. That's a settler. That's what a settler does.
A settler is get more picks in the draft? I don't understand where the settler thing comes
from. Next year. I don't.
Yeah, but I care about a second round pick this year.
I'd rather get Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers. You win with superstars. I want a superstar. Thank you.
Who are you thanking?
Myself.
Oh, of course.
And that's all, folks.
The Cap and J-Hood cut of the day.
Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. That's right. It is on LaSalle, north side of Chicago River. Tell them we sent you.
Cap, what does unconquered mean? The word unconquered.
It is territory that has never been mastered, has never had a conqueror.
So the reason why I ask that question is because the Florida State football team have made 13-0 unconquered rings. Despite losing and getting their ass whipped by my Georgia Bulldogs in the Orange Bowl 63-3, they got rings, 16 garnet stones, one for each ACC championship in the program history, ACC championship trophy and Seminole head logo on that ring, and highlighting back-to-back state championships. Florida State and their players get rings.
Wait, did you say state championships?
That's what it says on the ring. A state as if they're in high school.
Damn.
Right?
Did they play Miami and Florida, University of Florida and Central Florida and the University of Tampa? They play all of them?
That's not even a real thing if they did.
Correct.
Right? Cap, look at this. I'm not making this up. They made rings unconquered, but yet you got your ass whooped 63-3.
You know, if they had beaten Georgia in the playoff game or the bowl game, I still think the ring is a stupid thing, but okay, you want to do it. You got destroyed.
You talk about not being aware. It's the least self-aware thing I've seen in a long time, and it's hilarious. Unconquered, not overcome, defeated, or subjugated, especially by military force. Unconquered.
Correct.
The Georgia Bulldogs conquered the ish out of you.
Correct.
At the Orange Bowl.
That's correct.
Conquered the ish out of you.
That's correct.
You get rings for that? Huh?
Dumb.
Really?
Really dumb.
I mean, the way your season ended and you're getting rings, how does that happen? I just think that is remarkable.
Remarkable.
It's like everyone gets a participating trophy or ring, apparently, these days. Los Angeles, David is on Cap and Jay Hood, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Hey, David.
David, what's up, man?
What's going on, gentlemen? I'm so glad to talk to you. Listen to you every day at 5 a.m.
Appreciate
here
you.
In L.A. Big fans. My girlfriend's got a crush on Cap, unfortunately.
That's awesome.
Oh, appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Don't even ask if she's hot, Cap. Don't even do it.
With a name like David, I guarantee you she's hot.
Okay, so my brother is a sports agent here in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at this event a while ago, just around, and Rome Odunze was there.
Mm-hmm.
And his favorite player, he said, he was transferring or transitioning from soccer to football, and his favorite player was Devin Hester. That's the reason he wanted to play football.
Think about that. Devin Hester.
How about that?
Wow!
Means he should be a Bear.
Oh. Are you back in now?
No, I want Neighbors or Harrison.
That's pretty good.
But Odunze would be fine. He's good, too. I'm just not going to crawl in my little hole and get a bunch of extra picks down the line because my name's First Take Shay.
Light voice on Shay.
Shay K.
Thank you, Shay. Thank you, Jay Moore. And thank you for listening and watching our show. How about a Waddle Wednesday tomorrow?
Let's do it. We'll be with Jay Moore and Arturis. I'm excited.
So long, everybody.
Take that!
From Chicago.
Arturas.
Winning.